So far we've talked about clouds made up of water droplets. What if you have ice clouds? They show up in the fog difference channel as well, although it's not a signal you'll look for if you're forecasting fog and stratus development. Some of the radiation that leaves the surface is absorbed by clouds on its way to the satellite, and that absorption is a function of wavelength. Most of the 3.9 micron radiation will transmit through a thin ice cloud. Some of the 10.3 micron radiation will be absorbed, and then re-emitted at a cooler temperature. Thus, the brightness temperature sensed by the satellite will be warmer at 3.9 microns than at 10.3 microns, because more surface energy, which is usually a warmer surface, is reaching the satellite.